Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, home of the world's greatest artist, TLC, Gladys Knight, India RE, Indigo Girls, and Hartsfield Atlanta Jackson Airport, the Falcons, and Clark Atlanta University. This is The Bright Side with Technisha, a daily show with real people with real experiences. And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is November the 17th, 2015. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Bright Side with Technisha. And I have the pleasure of being here with not one, but two producers with the film Dancing It's On. We all have seen Grease. We all have seen High School Musical. And if you're a mom, yeah, you have watched it over and over. And here comes another family musical that you'll definitely enjoy. It's already on hit theaters everywhere. And we're excited to have the producers Jennifer, George, and Christina Marie Austin on. So please keep your ears and eyes open because it's going to be exciting. The number is 347-426-3751 to call in. I was about to give you the host number, but possibly I'm the only host for right now. So I would just hope everyone has had a blissful week so far. It's a motivating Tuesday, as it's always motivating, to stay focused, stay positive, be happy, be grateful, because there's an opportunity ahead that you may not see, but you're blocking your blessings, so I don't want you to do that. But I do want you to enjoy today, as well as I'm going to enjoy it too. Jennifer, Christina, thank you. It's a pleasure to have both of you on today.
Hi there. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, this is exciting. We have seen from Grease, we are seeing High School Musical, and now we're being introduced to a whole new family musical, even Sound of Music, if you include that too. I love that movie, and Mary Poppins, all those good movies. So, ladies, doing what you do, you have been in acting, and Jennifer, you have done horror movies, and you even worked on one that just came out a few months ago, Dark Rising Moon. So from fantasy to musical, how does the transition work?
Yeah, you know, well, thank you very much for having us. You know, it's really fun for horror films because you really play pretend. You know, they get dressed up in these crazy costumes and with the special effects makeup. And it's very real life, you know. You see these kind of monster-like costumes, a lot of people in these costumes walking around, and again, it can be a little bit intimidating, but it's also a lot of fun. And you know, you get to play with blood, and you get to, you know, really, really play with somebody's psyche when you know, trying to film these kind of horror films. With the dancing film, it's more of to me, it's more of an energetic, you know, fun, happy, let's capture that moment kind of feeling. And for this dancing film, it was especially special for me to co-line produce with Christina, because I grew up as a dancer, so it kind of brought me back to those kind of roots. And I was able to very much relate to, you know, rehearsal times and executing specific kind of, you know, dance numbers to make it, you know, as powerful as you can, because you speak with dance. It's more of a, you know, emotion through dance as opposed to, you know, scaring somebody, so to speak. So it was really a lot of fun. And I think that, you know, dancing, a lot of people can relate to the good music. You know, when you have higher energy music, you get in a good mood. And so it speaks a lot more as far as the music and the, you know, and the rhythm of everything.
Right. And Christina, the same for you. You have been playing in things such as comedy. And what was that transition like for you as well, just doing this musical?
You know, it's a little of both. I always enjoy comedy, even as my own personal taste and just what I like to watch myself. I tend to always gravitate to comedy. I always feel like I don't really need a reason. I don't have to look too hard for a reason to be sad, but I really like to go out of my way to find ways to laugh. So I really enjoy comedy. And it was the same thing with dance. This is this whole genre, dance pictures and musicals, growing up in the theater, even though I'm not particularly a talented dancer or singer, I always was involved in the musical theater productions in my school and in the community. And so I've always just been really into helping those who are more talented at dancing and singing than I put it together. So doing a dance film was right up my alley. It was really what speaks to me, what I love to do. And the real honor here for me, and I don't want to speak for Jennifer, but I think for both of us, was the opportunity to work with David Winters, who, you know, directed, produced, wrote, starred in this movie, and his history goes all the way back to West Side Stories. The opportunity to make a film in this genre with somebody who's so embedded in this particular genre in this industry was a dream come true.
Right, and that's awesome. West Side Story, I can still remember that today, and that's a classic movie. If anyone ever takes film, that's one of the best movies that you brought ever would see, and Grease would be second, but West Side Story is a classical. I remember even our teacher even trying to perform, letting us perform that, so that's one of the best. I love it. I love musicals, period. What's the album with John Travolta in it? Yeah, musicals are my thing. I can watch those all day. I just recently, a month ago, took my dogs to Sound of Music. Those things right there, just they blow your mind, because it takes a lot of energy to just get up there, to sing, to actually sing. And, you know, besides just acting in a regular movie, to me, it takes much more energy. And I'm glad that you ladies are on this. What actually drew you to this film?
I think the opportunity of working with David. I mean, we had just recently moved back from Los Angeles, and we're, you know, had started our production company about a year and a half to 2 years earlier. And so we were just kind of trying to find any kind of work in the area, and we came across, you know, this ad to co-produce with David. We ended up being line producers on it. He hired us probably within 6 months. I feel like it was a good 6 month audition, but what appealed to me the most is that, especially in this business, it's hard to find real people sometimes. And so when you're, you know, looking for work or auditioning or whatever it might be, you know, sometimes you get the runaround and, you know, you get your hopes up. Oh, you know, he told me to call or this, you know, and honestly, right off the bat, David immediately responded to us, sent us his resume, told us what he was looking to do. It was a very straightforward business type of situation, and I think that's what appealed to me the most, besides the fact that it was a dance film, which was just an added bonus, and based on his history, is, you know, what Christina said. To me, it was just the fact that it was very real, and if, you know, I was able to show him that I could do what we, you know, what we set out to do, that we would have that job, which we ended up having.
Right. So tell us a little bit about the film. What will we actually be seeing in this?
It's a love story at its heart. It's about two kids from opposite sides of the tracks who fall in love through dance. And we have our main character, Jennifer August, who's played by Whitney Carson from Dancing with the Stars. And she plays a young, very wealthy girl from Beverly Hills who goes to spend her summer vacation at her father's hotel and ends up meeting and falling for the dishwasher there, who is played by Keon Westby Chop, who won So You Think You Can Dance. And the two of them have to go up against a lot of odds to come together, very much in the style of, I'd say, you know, Dirty Dancing, things like that. There's some other love interests in the movie. We have Matt Marr, who is from So You Think You Can Dance Canada. He plays the head bellboy at the hotel, who kind of throughout the movie tries to work with Jennifer's father to help gum up the works. And we have Jordan Clark, who won So You Think You Can Dance Canada. She's also on The Next Step, and amongst some other things. And she plays Shotzi, who is also into kin. So we have the love triangle factor going on there. And, yeah, everybody's got to come together at the end and figure out who's going to dance who in the dance contest and who's going to win the dance contest. It's fun. It's high energy. It's exciting. It also stars Russell Ferguson, who won So You Think You Can Dance. stars Comfort Fadoki from So You Think You Can Dance, Tad Godwong, and Pauline Mata.
Oh, well, that's good. You got the type of experienced people actually in this film, so that was a good little start. That's one thing when you doing movies, you got to do your research and boil down to who's going to make this very part, and they are a lovely couple, both of them. They're a beautiful couple, so I think they was the right choice, just picking them as a star. Do you feel that this film is a little similar to maybe High School Musical?
To some extent, I could see that, but we certainly wouldn't hate to be compared to High School Musical. It's such a great movie and such a great franchise, really. It's a guilty pleasure of mine, that genre, so I've seen all three High School Musicals. I enjoyed them, and I'm not even ashamed to say I don't even have kids. I just watch them because they're funny.
My children love High School Music. I'm telling you, that's the movie to put in for them if you want them to be quiet for a while. Just put that in and they'll really enjoy themselves. I mean, it's great. So I'm just, like I said, I'm just glad that this movie's out. So this will be another thing to add to my collection. How well was the connection amongst the cast?
I think it was pretty good. A lot of them knew each other from Say You Think. So, you know, coming on this film project, it was almost like a reunion for them. And I think that, you know, we had Brandon Bryant choreographing it. He was fantastic. And he was able to, you know, bring a lot of people together, even like the community. So even just, you know, besides the kids, you know, all of them got along. Jordan and Matt are from Canada. They get along just fine with Russell and with Keon and with Whitney. And I also think that it was important because a lot of the dancers that we hired were from, you know, Florida State, from the area, you know, surrounding Panama City, Destin area, Fort Walton area. And it was also important for them to kind of, you know, click with the lead dancers in the film because they were some of the scenes they were dancing with them. So, I think Brandon brought a special feel to all that because he was able to bring that high energy, you know, during rehearsals, you know, making everybody excited and happy. And that was really, really important because as you would know, and, you know, for filming, it's a lot of waiting around to rush. So sometimes you're just kind of waiting around for somebody to say action, while, you know, lights are getting set up or scenes are getting set up. But, so to have that high energy dancing on the screen, it's very important to, you know, not only keep everybody interested in what you're doing, but also excited about it. And I think Brandon was able to do that. And, you know, with all the kids, they all got along really well. And you can tell that they did through the film. Absolutely.
Right, and that's what draws you in when everybody feels like they're connected. That makes a good, true love story.
And a lot of the emotion, you know, was through dance. If an actor or a character was feeling sad, you know, there would be kind of like a sad dance or a happy dance or, you know, an angry dance if they were going through something. So you were really able to connect with that emotion, that specific emotion that they would portray through the dance. And I think that's what makes it really special.
Right. Well, ladies, how much fun was it to just nurture this and just build this up?
So much fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean, we started off when we first received the script from David, it was draft 2. I think by the end of filming, we had reached draft 47, almost a completely different story by the time we were done, you know, filming it. And it was really nice it's a really good feeling to kind of build that. I mean, you're building, it's baby steps. So, I mean, to look at an entire, I mean, if he would have came to us with, look, this is exactly what I want to do and kind of painted the picture of what we actually created, I think it would have been a little bit intimidating. I mean, he still expressed what he wanted, but at the same time, he also asked for our creative, you know, opinions, and when we would be at auditions, you know, he would turn to me and say, you know, Jenny, what do you think about that dancer or this dancer? And that was really awesome. I mean, this is somebody that's worked with, you know, Barbara Streisand, Diana Ross, Frank Sinatra, I mean, he's worked with everybody, and to ask for my opinion on something I thought was really, really amazing, actually. And to kind of build this idea that he had in his mind, you know, Christine and I could see his vision. And I think that's also what helped him, you know, choose us, is that we saw exactly where he wanted to go. We saw exactly what he wanted to do. And we just did everything we could to make that happen. And I think we did. I think we did pretty well. What about you, Christina?
Christine. I'm on mute.
Oh, here I am.
Okay.
There you go.
There she goes.
I got disconnected a little while back. I was waiting for the unmute to kick in. So, yeah, no, it was a great time, just like Jennifer was saying, to get to work directly with David and know that he knows that we know exactly what he wanted was great. And then to watch the cast do what they do, that's a big exciting thing for me. Again, not being able to dance myself, it's really awesome to see people at that level of talent. They're at the absolute highest of the game as far as I'm concerned, and to watch them do what they do, to watch their process, to watch them at 4 in the morning doing the same dance steps over and over again. From we had one scene that was, we were taking a little while with it to get it just right, and it's the middle of the night and everybody's getting tired, and Jordan Clark's running around set high-fiving everybody, yelling, "Come on, guys, energy, energy, here we go." To see that out of them, that they're not only team players but team leaders when we need them. Those things are really special moments to get to witness and be a part of.
Yeah, and there were a lot of times throughout the production where, you know, we really needed that professionalism, because we were dealing with extremely difficult winds and temperatures in Florida. If you can imagine, we're getting down into the 30s and 20s, and we were filming, you know, a summer film outside. There was one scene where we had almost 200 or over 200 extras, and we filmed from 6 at night till 7 o'clock the next morning, and it was, you know, 28 degrees out the whole time. So to have also that, you know, these are dancers, and to see that level of professionalism was really, really refreshing.
Yeah.
And it's what helped the film. I mean, it's what made the film what it was. We wouldn't have been able to accomplish everything we accomplished without that kind of attitude. So,
yeah, you can really feel the energy.
Right. But there have to be some. So, not trying to give out any information, because I know most people probably have not seen it. Can you just probably pinpoint, like, some wonderful moments in this film?
Let's see, some wonderful moments in the film. There's so many of them, it's hard to pinpoint them all, because there's some really, really, really great dance numbers in there. Like Jenny was just talking about the scene with 200 extras, we call it the Salsa Block Party. That's one moment you're definitely going to want to look out for, to see that many people come together and pull off a dance number. It's really, really exciting.
That was probably my favorite moment, because, I mean, we shut down an entire street. closed down an entire street, one of their main streets over there, and I mean, it was a really nice moment to see, you know, the camera on the crane going up and shooting this entire crowd of people dancing simultaneously, and we had world class salsa dancers as well that we had added to that scene. That was a really magical moment for me. I felt like that was something we had pulled off pretty well. And that took a lot of wrangling, you know, of different officials and people to make all of that happen for us to be able to shut down an entire street for 13, 14 hours.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to say I'd like to give a shout-out to Julie Gordon, the film commissioner of Panama City Beach, who worked with Jenny and I very closely to make some of those big moments happen. And she's definitely a fireball of energy, ready to make things happen. So we really appreciate her help on everything, too.
And see, that's what makes it incredible, because you don't forget the ones who actually helped you. As they always say, don't bite the hand that feeds you. But, you know, just looking at the clip that I saw, because I'm not going to give you any details either, listeners. I mean, the wonderful dance numbers, as you mentioned, they were managed well, and they hit exactly the right tone with this film. They did. I like the film. I think it's fun, but it also, you know, it teaches you values, you know, things that our parents always have taught us. You're not going to date that person because they're this way or that way, and then you find out that it's actually true love. So this is a film that I think is truly fun for the entire family to just sit down and really receive that message of hope and not giving up, you know, it's an intolerance.
Yeah, and that was a big thing for David, too, is that, he's, you know, this world is so full of hate and war and just a lot of negativity. And so to have a refreshing kind of, you know, fun, energetic, family-friendly, no sexual innuendo, you know, wholesome style film, you know, it's really refreshing for people to see. And people want to see stuff like that, and they can take their kids to see it, and it can be, you know, a night out. It can be, you know, a time where you bond with your child, you know, just to show something fun and positive for once. That was really big for David, and I agree with him. I think that it's important to have those outlets here and there, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Ladies, just getting back to the cast, can you discuss how the crew was cast and their approach to their characters?
Let's see. The casting process had a lot to do with David himself. I think it was through a year or so that he was specifically just scouring the internet, researching who the best dancers are out there, and watching video after video after video of the dancing to figure out who he thought fit the part the best, and then finding everybody and reaching out to them to have them send in an audition video. And I think that there was at least a few months that Jennifer and I were by his side watching this process and looking. And when it came down to it, the people we cast had to be triple threats. David, after all of these years of experience, he doesn't settle. He wants exactly what he wants. He's not willing to say, okay, well, that person's a good enough dancer, so they don't really need to act that well. No. He wants an absolute actor, dancer, hard worker. So there was a ton of thought going into that. And in that particular year, there was the season of So You Think You Can Dance, where Keon and Whitney were both on it. Ultimately, Keon won that season, but Whitney and Keon were dance partners. So that was able to show David a lot about what they can do together as far as their chemistry is concerned. And he really did keep up with that particular season and watch both of them, and he liked them both a lot. So as soon as the show was over, he started reaching out to them right away.
Well, and that also didn't stop with just the dancing. I mean, he listened to music after music after music. I mean, he hired people, you know, artists from Barbados and Canada and Vermont and New York and California and Australia. I mean, he found artists from all over the world and, you know, picked out very, very specific music that he wanted for specific scenes or numbers or montages. He loves montages. And so that even that process was interesting because, I mean, David would just say, okay, let's listen to these. And, I mean, it was a lot of great music. I'm like, I don't know how you even choose. You know, how do you choose? But like Christina said, he knew what he wanted. He knew exactly what he wanted, and he didn't settle. And I think, you know, as far as the soundtrack goes, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. The dancing's phenomenal. and you can tell that, you know, the best dancers that are in the world are on this film, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, it seems to be, and that's one thing. You have to have, got to have a good cast to get that good connection, that good bad cast. You're going to have a terrible movie. So David did a great job in doing this and had two wonderful ladies right behind him. So, ladies, what were you doing actually before you even start getting on this, producing this movie?
Several things. We had just moved back to Florida from Los Angeles. We'd been out in Los Angeles for a few years, and that's what we call our time period, the film school of hard knocks, where we were just in Los Angeles.
like sponges, getting on any set that we can get on, learning anything that we can learn. And we always make the joke that it's amazing what kind of jobs you can get when you don't ask for money. That's what we were doing, getting on any set that we could get on, money or no money, just to learn everything. And then we moved back. We had just wrapped a video not too long before, a music video shoot with multi-platinum recording artist George Clinton. And we were really ready to look for our next project. And like I said, there, as fate would have it, we came across this movie and thought, hey, let's go ahead and write them and see what happens. We'd love to be a part of it.
Right. Well, I think that's
great. Yeah, no, it was, like Christina said, it was a lot of hustling. I mean, coming back to Florida, while there were really good incentives happening, which is kind of what drew us back there, there was still a little bit of a hustle, and especially since we had been in Los Angeles for as long as we were kind of out of touch with what was even happening in Florida. So when we came back, we got on anything we could, and we did a George Clinton video. That was a lot of fun. And we did a couple of other, little projects. I went out to Texas and filmed a couple of horror films with Dustin Price, who's a director producer, and that was also a lot of fun. So I mean, we just tried to keep our experience fresh, and anything, any new cameras coming out, we wanted to learn about them. Any new techniques coming out, we wanted to learn about them. So. And then when we saw this ad, like Christina said, we just randomly emailed them, and sure enough, David responded with his resume. And like I said before, that's what was big for me, is to have somebody be very real from the very beginning, because a lot of times you can get strung along, or, oh yeah, we'll call you, or, we'll email you or whatever. And I mean, it was very just straightforward. This is what it is. What can you guys, can you guys budget? Can you guys schedule? Can you do this? Can you do that? And it was about a 6-month period of proving that we could. And then he just hopped on a plane one day and said, okay, well, I'm going to leave Thailand and I'm going to come and we're going to look for locations. And then we went for an entire week all the way around the state of Florida looking for locations and meeting, film commissioners in different counties. And that was about a week and a half process. And then he flew back to Thailand for another year. It's been a many years that this has been going on, but, then once we were able to get a hotel deal, which was the biggest thing, we finally found a hotel in Panama City Beach that would work with us, because a lot of our main scenes are in a hotel lobby. So we needed to be able to shut down a hotel lobby for a good 5 or 6 days. And we found one in Panama City Beach, and we were able to close a deal with them. And David hopped back on a plane and said, all right, let's do this thing. And he came, and that, the rest is history, pretty much.
Right. So, ladies, in casting this movie, do you think that it's going to be reinvented, maybe try a replicate of a Broadway show off of it?
Oh, that would be fabulous. I can tell you that there are several things being discussed right now. I can't give you anything officially on what direction this particular project's going to go next, but there's some things in the works. We can say that.
Absolutely. I mean, there's, this, I think the dance is kind of coming back again, with, I know that, there's a major, what's the major movie, Christina, next year? It's Dance Off or Step Up, or do you remember which one that was? There's a big dance film coming out next year, and I know that that's kind of coming back. And so, yeah, there's, like Christina said, there's a couple of things in the works.
Oh, I know they're
right
doing
now.
A new Center Stage franchise.
Center Stage, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Which is a great thing, because dance is often, I think, in our society, overlooked as an art form, and considering how truly fabulous it is, and considering the amount of talent, work, and dedication that goes into it, especially now for me, knowing that after meeting the stars of the movie. And David always says, and it took me a little while for it to really sink into what he meant, he always says, whatever I accomplish in my life, I'll always just be a dancer. And I realized that what that really means is you don't become a dancer for money or glory or fame or fortune. You become a dancer because you simply cannot imagine doing anything else. You love dancing so much. And there's something so beautiful and respectable in that. And it's really nice to see the world and the society taking notice again of what it entails to be a dancer and to really take a look at the art that, that exists as dance and show some love for it.
Right. And with that characterization, you can't do nothing but put all your love into it. It takes someone who knows the behind the scenes of what it's like. And Christina, you said that you always grew up around this type of performances and stuff. So you ladies have that expertise on what it takes for a musical and with all the musicals that we have grown up on from years ago. So you kind of expect, you kind of look for those expectations when you look for a musical. You want to be good. You want to be on point, the dance numbers, everything. I say more about it. It's just people, you just got to see. It's already out in theaters. So please get your chance to go out, take your babies. It's a great movie to go see. No violence in it, but great family entertainment. Ladies, what's next on your list?
We have we have quite a bit coming up, and we are just we are working around the clock to solidify the next big thing. But in the meantime, we have quite a few things going on. Jennifer?
Yeah, no, we you know, we've been getting a lot of scripts. Actually, a lot of people have been reaching out to us. So we've been, you know, going through scripts and speaking with you know, specific investors. And so we're still hustling, but it's kind of really nice to be able to talk about this film with you and you know, be able to do what we love. And you know, it's a lot of exciting things are happening. So nothing I can say right now because it's not, like Christina said, solidified. But we have a lot of fun things coming up that we're really excited about. And yeah, we'll see what the future holds. But, you know, please go see this movie. It's a lot of fun. You know, the dancing is just phenomenal. The music's phenomenal. It'll leave you feeling really good. And, you know, it's just a really fun film to watch. A little bit different than what's been going on in the world lately. So it's very positively refreshing.
And that's exactly what we need, because there's so much going on with our hearts go out. The people in Paris, you know, and I'm hearing so much.
Absolutely.
People going back and forth on Facebook. Oh, well, you shouldn't represent this flag. By the end of the day, God has the whole world in his hand, and he loves each and every one of us, regardless of what race, ethnicity, or gender that you are. And for you to have to come out your mouth about who should represent what flag on our Facebook, who cares? So what if you want to represent Kenya? Because there's things going on all around the world. Yes, we want we hope for Facebook to represent more. If they're going to do that, then they should do everyone who's going through tragedy. But for you to down someone because they represent something that they feel passionate about, I mean, come on, miss me with the cruelty, because that's how it is. That's why I'd be glad.
Yeah.
That's why I'd be glad when movies like this come out. Just to get your mind off things. I mean, you can't get your mind off of it, but just to sit back and enjoy something like this, I think that's what we all need. We need to just go.
Yeah,
back
you
to
can
town
escape.
Right. Go back to town.
I think it's important.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We need to find that love, and hopefully people can find it in there. But ladies, before I ask to let you go, you know, I like to sometimes do different things with my producers and directors, you know, now. And since you're into musicals and you know a little bit about it, you know it's called Guess the Musical, from which movie this comes from. So I have one, and Christina, I think you and Jennifer Duffer would know this one. Here it goes.
Maria. The most beautiful sound I have Maria,
I once met a girl.
All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Maria. Maria, Maria.
Now, we heard a little bit of what he said, but wish it. Now, Christina, now you already called it out earlier, so you, which one is this from?
That is West Side Story.
West Side Story. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
I had to do that while I said she got to know that one. Now, Jennifer said she's a fan of this one, so I know she knows this one right here. You're a fan like I am. We all know what that
is. High School Musical.
Yes. And our last one of them all, we all should know this one. I don't know, ladies. It might sound a little different because they did more of an instrumental on this one, but can you think of which movie it actually came from?
That one was a tricky one.
I think you might have gotten this on that one. I can't think of it.
That was actually it was from Mary Poppins. I cannot say that word. I used to could not say that.
Mary
Poppins. Oh, my goodness.
Supercalifragilistic.
Yes.
Don't you see? She's forgive
me. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, see, you good. Oh, you good. That was,
love that word.
That
even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
Right. That had me tongue twist. Every time I just, you know, it used to come on, you just bob your head to it. Like, okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I tell you, it was a pleasure having you on and just chatting with you. And I cannot wait for more to come from you. I'm definitely going to make sure I check out The Dark Rising Moon because I'm a horror. I'm a horror movie fan, and I love my musicals. But horror always would be number one.
Oh, you'll love it then.
Yes.
You'll love it.
Let me ask, is it already out on film? Is it on demand?
I think that one's in Redbox. And
okay.
I think it might actually be on Netflix. I'll have to double check that. It might be coming out in like a month on Netflix, but I'll double check with you.
You can also get it at Walmart.
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
Walmart
good.
Has it.
Good, because I definitely cannot wait to see that one. Well, many thanks
to
you, your cast, David Winters, all of you for putting together a creative team for this film. People, please, go out and check it out. Dancing, it's on. It's already out, baby. You heard what the lady said. You can probably find it at Walmart. You can definitely go see it in theaters. It's not out yet. I'm sorry. I was getting into my Dark Rising Moon. But definitely.
It will be
out.
It will be out on DVD, but right now it's in the theaters. Yeah.
Well, definitely go out. Take your family out to go see it. It's a great movie, and we can't wait for more to come out. But thank you, ladies, for talking with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. It was so much fun. We can't wait to do it again.
Oh, me too. I can't wait either. We will be talking very soon. This is not the end of it.
Not at all.
Excellent.
No, only the beginning.
Can't wait.
Right. Well, thank you again, ladies.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
You too. Bye. And my listeners, I appreciate you for tuning in today because it's always exciting at the Bright Side with Technisha. I try to keep it motivated for you. And the truth of the day before we leave from my friend Mary Ellen is this. Enhance your productivity by taking time to quiet your mind and renew your focus. You will enhance your productivity. See, get tongue twisted already, especially after doing Mary Poppins, right? Your motivated mindset will allow you to stay focused, busy, and productive. A calm, enjoy a quiet park-like setting to refresh your mind and keep your thoughts focused. These frequent periods of meditation could contribute to a clear mind and increase productivity. Today, enhance your productivity by taking time to quiet your mind and focus. Enjoy the day, everyone, and remember that you can do this. And if you have not already, make sure you join me every morning at 7:30 with all my millionaire-minded people. 7:30 a.m. in the morning, Eastern time. The number to text to is 81010 at Milled Mind. That's at MILLMIND to 81010. So please, make sure you do that. And Saturday and Sundays, we go on at 9 a.m. It's very motivating. It's going to keep you positive and get rid of those negative thoughts. And as someone told me, when you have a negative thought, you can erase it with positivity. Right now, if you close your eyes and start counting, do it right now. Just start counting. Are you doing it? Now say your name. What just happened? I'll tell you what just happened. When you said your name, you stopped counting. And just like negative thoughts, when they start coming about quietly in your mind, you just say something. I can do this. I got this. I'm not giving up. See how fast some negative thoughts stop. There's something to think about. Marinate on that, and I'll see you the next time on the Bright Side with Technisha. God bless, and I love you as well.
Thanks for listening to The Bright Side with Technisha. If you like what you heard, tell your dad, mother, cousin, uncle, whomever. Be sure to check out the archive section at www.brightsidewithtk.com.